Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones with Ariadna Garcia.
Hi, glad that you could join us.
Today we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We will be right back.
Wednesday, the 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning, the Children's Cantoria of the Cuban Art Factory, directed by Claudia Porciondo, will present a tribute for the 93rd anniversary of the birth of Commander Fidel Castro Ruz at the José Martí Memorial in Revolution Square. Created in August of 2014, the Coya is based in the cultural complex at 26 on the corner of 11th in Vidado, from which it takes its name, and is made up of children of both sexes between 7 and 14 years of age, and is directed, as I mentioned, by Claudia Porciondo, the teacher.
Its fundamental purpose is the assembly of works for choir that includes both works of the universal classical repertoire and adaptations of the most varied contemporary styles and genre. At the same time, it's motivated the cultural development of the area through choral singing and falls into the category of community projection as part of the actions planned by the Cuban Art Factory. All of these children's projects participate on the first Sunday of each month in activities aimed at children in the community.
Cienfuegos is a popular destination for tourists in Cuba, and it's the capital of the province of the same name. Its main objective is the development of visual arts in the territory. It's located in the Bay of Cienfuegos on the southern coast of Cuba, and it's famous for its colonial-era buildings. In the central square, we have the Parque José Martí, the famous Tomás Terry Theatre, which is decorated with gold leaf mosaics and ceiling frescoes. Nearby, the Provincial Museum explores the colonial history of the city, and the Arc de Triomphe commemorates the independence of Cuba. Several ferries cross the bay towards the castle of Hawa in the 18th century fortress.
The next month of October, between 16 and 19, the sixth edition of the Visuarte 2019 international event will take place in Cienfuegos itself. Organizers reported to the press that the annual event is intended to reveal how much is happening in current artistic expression, as well as being a step toward rethinking and influencing the immediate future, to creating a dialogue between art and everyday life, especially in its interactive relationship with the city and its inhabitants.
Now, according to the call to participate in the contests, works will be accepted in all manifestations of visual arts: painting, sculpture, engraving, photography, digital art, graphic humor, installation, video art, and performance, which must have been created between 2016 and 2019 and who have not participated in previous competitions. The admission period expires August the 23rd.
The Visuarte Grand Prix 2019 consists of 7,000 pesos national currency. Similarly, there will be two other prizes in the same category of 4,000 pesos each.
The Urban Potaje, or Urban Soup Festival, committed to the new young artists who have joined the hip-hop culture in Cuba and work to increase the links between the different manifestations of this culture to achieve an interconnection between music, dance, plastic arts and poetry, will hold its 8th edition from August the 13th to the 18th in the city of Colón in Matanzas.
Urban Potaje will have in its 8th edition ambassadors of the Cuban scene in this genre, such as El Individuo, Carnal, Ciudadano, Company Joe, Cuentas Claras, and Malcolm Baby, while the French International will arrive DJ Kishkoi and Mirodka and Mexican Nam. DJ Lino, Hansel, C4 will also take part in the concerts, and there will be a place in the program for various exponents of spoken poetry such as Elier el Brujo and Luz de Cuba. Also, there will be several workshops on hip-hop culture and its evolution in the Cuban music scene.
Directors of the Cuban Institute of Radio and Television have announced in Granma Province the invitation to the 2019-20 edition of the Anaconda International Audiovisual Award, an event that arrives in Cuba for the first time to carry out the central activities to its 9th edition. At the headquarters of Televisión Serrana in the town of San Pablo de Yao, Ivan Sanjines, founding director and general coordinator, announced that the works will be received until October the 31st and will be evaluated by an international jury.
He explained that the creators will be able to register their works online through pages of sponsoring institution of the prize, and an option will also be enabled on the Cuban television portal. The Anaconda International Audiovisual Prize was created in 2000 for the need to make visible the reality of indigenous and Afro-descendant people of Latin America and the Caribbean. How long does it take to get to San Pablo de Yao? The traveler asks, and the man in the sombrero answers, "Easy. Get on a cativana, a car with a horse. Have you never heard that?" And about 5 kilometers later is the town.
And we are getting on our cativana right now. That's it from us for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
I am Mariatna Garcia.